Well, as you've heard this morning, we're at the sort of stage of the election campaign where the battle has turned to costings. It always happens at the end of campaigns. David Crowe joins us from Parliament. Hi, David.
Morning, Patricia.
So the Coalition has jumped the gun on Labor by releasing theirs first. Could this be a problem for Anthony Albanese? Can he afford to wait any longer on the release of his numbers?
I think, yes, he can afford to wait. It's been done before. It'll be done again. We all know that in 2013, the Coalition didn't release costings till the Thursday. I don't think the day of release of costings matters that much at all. And also, I think the debate's changed now to where it was in 2013 and in other years, because we've got about a trillion dollars. It's sort of $900 billion in Commonwealth debt, and it's heading towards more than a trillion. And so I think arguing about $1 billion here or there doesn't have the same resonance in the electorate that it did when it was all about getting back to a budget surplus and debt was nowhere near the current levels. So I think that has changed the debate. It doesn't have the same cut through. I think it's interesting that the Coalition is trying to put pressure on Labor here. And I think Labor has to think very carefully about whether they want to go to Saturday with a policy platform that increases deficits. I think that's still a risky move. But I don't think it's the major drama that it has been in the past.
The other major battleground remains the Coalition's super home buyers scheme. Now, is the government getting the traction it desperately needs for this policy? You heard from Josh Frydenberg earlier. I put Jane Hume's admission to us yesterday that would push up house prices. Is that becoming an issue, that part of the story?
I think it's the flashpoint of the whole policy debate. Whether it's got the cut through, it's incredibly difficult to tell. I mean, without a very substantial poll of a lot of undecided voters, including those younger voters that the Coalition's trying to get to, it's really hard to tell whether this will make a difference one way or the other in the outcome on Saturday. You know, the government doesn't have a lot of time to communicate what is a complex decision. I mean, if people are going to make a decision between superannuation or housing, there's a lot of factors in terms of whether it works or not. And I regard it as a culture war on the economy, really, because it pits the Keating legacy of superannuation against the Liberal scepticism about compulsory superannuation. So it's really a very big clash over the fundamental principles of this system. What it actually means for ordinary voters who have no interest in that ideological debate and only want to have options for housing is another matter. And by the way, I mean, housing supply has hardly been canvassed in this election campaign in the way that it should be if there was a genuine solution on actually keeping house prices under control for younger people who need to get into the market and who want to.
The Guardian has some internal polling which shows Labor in with a chance in four Coalition-held seats. Bennelong, Higgins, Brisbane and Ryan, these seats don't have Teal candidates. What's going on? What's the lay? I mean, I'm asking you in 1 minute, you know, bit undercooked here, but what do you make of it?
One of the big questions which you've been asking people, I've been asking them through the campaign, is what is the scenario in Queensland? Now, when I was up in Gladstone a few weeks ago, it felt to me that Labor wasn't going to make any gains in that part of the world. Brisbane's another matter. I think that there was a scenario earlier in the campaign where it was going to be a stalemate in Queensland, and that is the hung parliament scenario, because Labor absolutely needs to gain ground in Queensland if they want a comfortable majority. Now, polling suggests that that's within sight, but I think that it's still very hard to read. I do think it's right that there is a greater sense of confidence on the Labor side that they can make some gains in Queensland. Brisbane. Ryan's been mentioned to me. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that they're talking about Bennelong, but I think that's line ball. And the other one is Longman, of course, which they've won in the past.
We are out of time. David, thank you. David Crowe, Chief Political Correspondent with The Herald and The Age.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.